Genesis chapter 1. And for you, those you might be struggling to find that, that would be the first page. That would be right there in the beginning. That would be in the beginning. You get it? Genesis 1. These verses, okay, have been read probably more than any other verses in the Bible. Because on January 1st, when people start doing that annual Bible reading, they read these verses, and then after January 3rd, they don't read anymore. Until the next January 1st, and they say, I'm going to read my Bible through again this year. And so they start Genesis 1, and they read Genesis 1, then on January 3rd, they lose interest in it or whatever, and backslide or whatever happens. Amen. They don't get saved again until Christmas and make a New Year's resolution to read the Bible through. And then January 1st, they're back to Genesis 1 and read these verses over and over and over again. The Bible does have more than just creation in it, right? Got to read out there. But anyway, amen. I'm just going to read you a few verses here in the beginning. At verse 1, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. That's where I'm going to stop right there, those two verses. Man, the earth was without form, void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And not a whole lot, not a whole lot there, but you know, I do believe in creation. Let me just say that, all right? You believe that God created the earth?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I believe that God created everything, right? Amen. He created it all. Praise the Lord. And God created it. Amen. We know that the Trinity was involved in creation, right? The God, the Spirit, John chapter 1 tells us the Son, Jesus Christ, amen, was involved in the creation. Amen. So we have all right there. And so I believe in creation. I believe in the creating power of God. I believe that our God is a creator.
Yes, he is.
Right?
Amen.
People think of him as a destructive God, as a judging God. I think of him as a creating God.
Yes, he is.
He's the God that creates.
Amen.
Amen. He was the God that created the universe, created the stars, created the sun, created the moon.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Last night there was supposed to be, I may mispronounce this, but Aurelius, is that what it's supposed to, Aurelius display or something in the sky? And those people up north, especially, they get a beautiful view of the universe and the lights. And they say it's just amazing. And probably you ought to put that on your bucket list, that one of these days you'll be there to witness this amazing light display that's in the universe. It only comes around periodically, but they say it's really beautiful, and I believe it was supposed to take place last night. I believe our God created all this.
Yes, he did. Amen.
He knows what he's doing. He created the universe, hung the stars on nothing, put our planets and our solar system into perfect unison and to work in perfect harmony. I mean, I believe, you'd say, maybe you believe in the Big Bang. Amen? Maybe you believe in a big bang, but let me tell you, there's more. This couldn't happen by a big bang. It's not just coincidence that everything ended up in its perfect spot. Amen. It had to be done by a creator. It had to be done by a creator.
So
how can somebody not have faith that God could create, but they can have faith in a big bang? That boom, and everything's perfect. Every time I've seen something blow up, it caused confusion. It caused chaos. When I've seen, how many of you have ever blown something up with a few firecrackers, right? Come on, you. Some of you with your fireworks, you've caused some chaos before. And when was the last time you created, you went out in your backyard with fireworks and did a huge fireworks display, and you looked at it and said, oh, wow, this is, man, look at all this. I blew up the backyard and it's beautiful. What a wonderful landscaping job. No, it don't work that way. It causes chaos. Amen. It takes, don't take no more faith, amen, to believe that Jesus or that God created the universe, right? Amen. That God created it all. Amen. But we got to look at, you know, God is such a creator. He started with this earth that was without form and void and dark, full of darkness. Amen. I'm always amazed at somebody that can take a canvas, a blank canvas, and begin to paint on that canvas and create something that is amazing. Okay? A few weeks ago, on Saturday, one of the blogs that I always read, they do the viral video of the week or something. And they had this man that was on there, and he had 3 minutes to paint a painting. And he began to paint this painting, and I was looking at him thinking, that is crazy. There ain't nothing to that. I don't know what this guy's painting, you know. And he painted, and time was running out, and he's throwing paint everywhere. And, I mean, it's just wop, 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 wop. And I'm thinking, man, I was embarrassed for the man. I felt, you know, they've caught him off guard. He needs a couple more minutes, apparently. This is not going to work. Amen. And time was up, and he stepped away, and everybody's like, eh? And then he reached up, and he took it, and he turned it over, and it was a perfect portrait. And I'm like, wow, how did he do that? That guy's not battling dyslexia. He's battling something else. I mean, to be able to paint upside down? I mean, something's not right somewhere, you know? And to be able to do that upside down, it amazes me that people can take something where there's nothing and create something and make something so beautiful and something so awesome. But our God, the creator, amen, he took an earth that was without form, was void and full of darkness, amen, and God created something so wonderful and something so beautiful. Amen. Don't worry, they're not just all about creation today, okay? But he created something that is unbelievable. Unbelievable. Amen. That God could create something like this for us to live in. Amen. That he could create a world. Amen. That our atmosphere is perfect for life. Perfect for life. They are trying so hard to prove that Mars could have sustained life. You know, we're spending billions of dollars, amen, and now after billions of dollars, they say, you know, we think one time there was water on Mars. Boy, we're making progress after billions of dollars to think that now maybe there might have been water on Mars one day. But now our God created an earth, amen, that the atmosphere is perfect to sustain life. Amen. And God created everything just so right. And he took it from nothing to make it what it is today. Amen. And he did it in 7 days. Now, I understand. I believe Brother Ray's class has been studying creation. Is that correct? Am I correct on that? Brother Ray's studying creation, his class. And maybe you're going over all the theories of gap theory the literal day theory, or maybe it's 1,000 years as a day, or whatever, however you want, whatever your theories that you're all talking about and throwing out there. But can I tell you, it happened in 7 days. It happened in 7 days, okay? Amen. God created it all in 6 and rested on the 7th, right? Amen. God created it all. What a magnificent creator that he was. Amen. That he could do all of this. Amen, and you know what? Amen, he didn't show up on the scene. You know, there are some guys, they've got every tool in the world. Yeah, they have got every tool imaginable. Everything that you can imagine. Oh, I got a tool that'll do that, really? I've got a tool that'll do that. Man, you think that they show up on the job site with a tool belt that they have to have suspenders to hold up their tool belt. That is the truth. They've got a suspender, straps that come over their top, holding up their tool belt. It's all weighted down with tools. Hey, man, they got their hammer hanging on it. I could never hang my hammer on my tool belt because my hammer always drug the ground. And so I couldn't do that. That did not work for me, all right? But if you're tall enough and you can put your hammer in your tool belt, that's pretty cool. Hey, man, but God, he didn't show up with a tool belt, but all he showed up with was his voice, amen, to speak everything into existence. And by his spoken word, amen, he created it all and made it all perfect. Amen. And let me tell you what, our God is a perfectionist God. Amen. He don't just make a bunch of junk, but amen, when he created it, he said, it is good. It is good. Hallelujah. Amen. There's some things that I built and said, oh, really? There's some things I've created, and my wife has said, I don't need to be in the house. That'll look good in your garage. That don't need to be in the house. But when God created it, amen, it was all perfect. It was all good. Amen, that is the creating power of our God. Amen, that he's able to create out of nothing, out of chaos. Amen, God can bring something. Praise God. Amen, chaos. Man, the Bible says it was without form. Man, that word means waste, desolation, okay? We're a worthless thing, okay? It means to be in vain, to have confusion, to be an empty place, nothing, completely nothing, to be a wilderness. Does this kind of that sound familiar to you? To be without form? What about the word void? Means to be empty, okay? Absence of matter, undistinguishable. It speaks of ruin and emptiness. What about the word darkness? It means misery, destruction, death, sorrow. Obscurity. Amen. Night. That's what God had to work with. That's what God had to work with. Don't sound like much. But it may sound like your life today. It may sound a little bit like the chaos in your world. It may sound a little bit like your world today when you think about it. A life that is without form. A life that has been laid to waste by the sin of the world. A life that is, people look on and say it's worthless. It's worth nothing. Maybe your life is full of confusion. Maybe your life is like a wilderness. It's been laid to waste. Or maybe we could say it was void and say that it was undistinguishable of anything good, anything nice. Maybe your life was an emptiness and full of ruin today. Amen. Maybe your life is full of darkness and misery and destruction and even death and sorrow. Amen. But God has a way, amen, of working with chaos. God has a way of working in the chaos of your life. Amen. To create something. Chaos. Chaos. Hallelujah. Amen. Some people, they can't stand chaos. There's some people, they say their life is organized chaos. It's kind of like my desk. It's organized chaos. Where's that piece of paper? It's down stuffed underneath back around here somewhere. That's where it's at. Organized chaos. There's some people's lives their life has come to chaos. Their life is in ruin. Their life is falling apart. Their life is a wreck, and their life is in shambles. Hey, man, it seems like there's nothing to pull together, nothing that can be used to construct anything that is positive or bring anything good out of their life because of the chaos that sin has brought to their life. Hey, man, I want you to know that God specializes, hey, man, in creating out of chaos. Hey, man, God can step into a world full of chaos and bring it all together, amen, and cause something to come from nothing. Amen. It's a God that specializes in creating out of chaos. Amen. God has a way of taking what is nothing. You know, when you think about all the elements that are in this world right now, all of the elements, if you've ever had chemistry, okay? Man, if you ever had chemistry, Brother Anderson, he's taking chemistry in school right now. You learn about all the elements. You learn all about what things are made of and the elements that work together to create things that we have today. And all of those elements that were there. But if you look at the periodic table and you begin to go down through all of them, hey man, all of them, there's so many of them. It becomes, I don't know how they all keep them all straight. And honestly, it's just the periodic table. And if you take that and you just took the periodic table and scattered it like a big puzzle all over the floor, and then out of that, you're going to try to build the earth. And you're trying to create the world. And you're going to try to create the universe. And you've got all the gases, and you have all of the elements, and you have all of these things all just thrown out there and scattered all over the world. Amen. And yet now you pull them together and create them. That's what God did. Amen. He spoke it into existence. Amen. He took this element, combined it with this element, and made something and created it. Took this gas and put it here and this there and created it all with his spoken word to create something that we look at and we are amazed. And we stand in awe at it today. Amen. But you look at your life and your life scattered all over the floor like a puzzle. All the pieces of your life scattered all over. Amen. But I know a God that able, amen, to move on your life with the Spirit of God and begin to pull this piece and that piece and bring it all together, amen, to create something that's wonderful and beautiful in your life. Hallelujah. God can do that. God can do that in your life. And it's beyond me to understand how God brought it all together. Every element, everything just perfect to create this. Amen. He did it all, spoke it into existence. Amen. But what about your life? He pulls the elements out of your life, takes everything that is good and everything that is quality, and pulls it all together and creates something wonderful. Amen. The Bible tells us that we become a new creature in Christ Jesus. The old man has passed away. And now behold, everything has become new. Amen. When God gets a hold of your life, amen, he does an awesome work of creation in your life. He pulls it all together, amen, to make something good. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe when salvation works in somebody's life, when somebody experiences salvation, amen, God smiles down. Says, it is good. He takes a life that is destroyed by sin, and he pulls it all together and changes that person, makes that person into somebody that's representable and somebody that is clean and pure and holy. Amen. And he looks down and he says, it is good. It is good. And he takes a family that is broken apart. Because sin has destroyed faith and sin has destroyed, amen, the honesty of a family. And God begins to work in those family. He begins to pull and construct and build. And the Spirit of God moves in a husband and a wife and brings back a marriage together. And the Spirit of God begins to move in the hearts of children and of moms and dads and reunites them again and brings them all together. Amen. And we look on in amazement that God could do such a thing. Amen. When we thought it was hopeless. Amen. But God looks down and he sees a family put back together again. And he says, it is good. It is good. God creates. God creates. Man, he is a creating God. And I believe God wants to create something in your life today. He wants to create something in your life. Amen. Would you stand with me this morning? He wants to create something in your life today. Oh, God. Church, let's pray for a moment. Would you, church, just pray? I want the will of the Lord to be done here this morning. God, we need you, Lord Jesus.
God,
we need you. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Maybe you're looking at your life today and you say, my life is a mess. My life is a mess. Have you ever walked into a room that was destroyed? I mean, just a mess. A mess. And you're thinking, oh, I've got to clean this up. I don't even know where to start. I don't even know where to start. It is such a mess. I don't even know where to begin. I don't even know where to begin. It becomes overwhelming to us. But maybe that's how you look at your life today. You look at it, my life is such a mess. I don't even know where to start to begin to clean it up. My life is such a mess, I don't even know where to begin in getting it straightened out. Can I tell you today, man, that Jesus can work in your life, and he can create something out of the chaos, out of the mess of your life, and he can touch your life and work a miracle in your life. And why don't you let God do some creating work in your life today? Why don't you let him be the artist that takes your canvas, amen, and begins to paint something beautiful out of, takes the nothingness of your life and creates something that's beautiful. Why don't you today, amen, why don't you let him become the builder and the maker of your life today? In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. With our heads bowed right now, amen, you say, Brother David, I'd like for God to work in my life. Amen. Would you slip your hand up? You want God to work in your life? Yes. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. Is there anybody else? The Lord bless you today. Amen. Church, let's be praying. Let's be praying. You say, Brother David, my life is such chaos. Amen. I need God to put it all back together. Just slip your hand up. Let me pray with you today. Amen. Let me pray with you. God bless you. God bless. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, what a wonderful God that we have. Amen. I believe he can do it for you today. I believe he can do this for you today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Those that lifted your hand, would you come right now? Amen. Those that lifted your hand. Amen. Church, let's give them a moment. Amen. As they want to, we want to give them first opportunity to get to this altar. Amen. We're all going to come and pray here in a moment. We'll all come in a moment. Amen. But if you just come, those that lifted your hand, just come to the altar and find a place to pray. Amen. I want to pray with you at this altar today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Church, why don't we come right now? Let's join them at this altar. Amen. Let's come and pray with them today. Amen. Maybe you lifted your hand and you didn't come. I want you to come. Amen. Church, come with the church if you would. Come with us right now. Amen. Let's find us a place to pray today. Let God work in your life.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Your eyes were searching out my darkest feeling, revealing the wounds of past regret that I had hidden from you. You made everything new, and I'm amazed at what amazing grace can do. You came to me, through me, your eyes.
door. Then one by one, you put the pieces back in place. Oh, that must be what they call amazing grace. Just what you came here for.